647 at News Talk 1110 KBND.
And it's time now for sports with Dave Jarvis.
Are we sure?
Yeah. I was reading. I was busy.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. It's official. Former Oregon running back Lashay Seastrunk is indeed transferring to Baylor. The Texas school announced yesterday that Seastrunk signed a financial aid contract, will enroll in the university, and will join the football team. Classes begin Monday. He's going back to Texas to be closer to his ailing grandmother. Meantime, up the road in Corvallis, Oregon State senior cornerback Brandon Harden said he'll have surgery by Friday on his injured shoulder. He expects to be out anywhere from 6 weeks to the entire season. That news is a blow to the Beavers' special teams as well as the depleted defensive backfield. The best case scenario would have Harden back for the Arizona game on October 8th at Reser or the October 15th home game against BYU. Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt has dementia. The 59-year-old coaching legend yesterday announced via a taped video message that she has been diagnosed with early onset dementia.
Earlier this year, the doctors at the Mayo Clinic diagnosed me with an early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type, at the age of 59. I plan to continue to be your coach. For that reason, I will be relying on my outstanding coaching staff like never before.
In 37 seasons at Tennessee, Summitt has more than 1,000 wins and 8 national titles. She was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in the year 2000. And the San Francisco 49ers have put restrictions on tailgating in an effort to curb fan violence. The team will now allow tailgating only before kickoff, not during or after games. The change in policy comes after 2 men were shot and another pummeled during and after last weekend's preseason game against Oakland. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.